to give glory and praise all through my day. For you, my dear Lord, for you, my dear Lord, for you, Lord, my
okay, let's give it a minute. We got some lag. Okay. Can you hear me? Oh, yeah, I can hear myself echo now. Okay, so if you can kneel, please do so. I'm going to start with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so very, very much for blessing us with your presence and the changing of the showbread a few moments ago. And now, Father, it is our time, our moment, to stand before the people and declare unto anyone with ears that hear and eyes that see what you have done for your people in the last 30 days. And those that are new are going to share what you have done in the last 30 years, maybe. I don't know. But thank you. Thank you so much for the way your hand moves in our lives on a regular basis, on a daily basis, sometimes hourly when we're going through difficult times. And thank you for blessing us these last 6 weeks with such a close presence when all these attacks were just flooding in, and they're still there, but now we're able to handle it better. And so thank you so much for loving us. Please continue to be with us in this precious hour when we declare unto you a major thank you from down here. And thank you again for blessing us with salvation and the joy of our salvation, and for forgiving us of all our silliness and stupid faults, and giving us a desire deep in our hearts to not only get much better with our walk, but to make you smile. And again, we offer this prayer to you in the name of your Son, who is our Savior and King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay. Seems my wife wants to go first, so I'm going to drop the mic. Ladies first. So I'm going to drop the mic rather quickly here. So get your hand up real quick, Fran. That way we can kind of fight against the lag. We'll wait until... Okay, good. She's got her hand up. Let me give it a second or two just to make sure that... Okay, hopefully now when I drop it, she goes on quickly. Oh, she's gone. Her hand fell off. Okay, it's back. All right, so let me drop my mic. It fell out again, so let's give her a minute. It looks to be laggy. No? You having trouble?
Yeah.
All right. Try it again. Okay, here she goes. All right.
Blessings, everyone. I have a few praises here from our sisters. And the first praise is from Sister Susan, but this was from last testimony service. She texted it on my phone to me, and it came after the service. So I'm going to read it now to you, and this is from Sister Susan. And she says, "Seven blessings, Sister. I will serve..." Whoops, wrong one. Sorry. She says, "I have a praise. I'd like to thank God for His mercies and answered prayer. I also thank Him for His protection and provision. He truly is a wonderful Father. Praise the Lord. He certainly is." Okay, and now I have one from Sister Katie. And Sister Katie says, "I would like to praise the Lord for His love, long-suffering, goodness, and mercy towards me each and every day. He never ceases to amaze me, even in the simplest ways. Next, I would like to praise the Lord for fixing my car. I have been fighting with dealerships regarding my transmission for 3 years now, and nothing was accomplished. So I just gave up and started praying, and that prayer was finally answered recently. I received a letter from the manufacturer regarding my transmission and stating that the warranty has been extended on it, and if I have been experiencing any issues, to take it to the dealer to get it fixed for free. Woo. His timing is always perfect. Also, I would like to praise the Lord for the trials and tests He allows us to go through, not because He wants to punish us, but to show us how much we truly need Him in everything we do, and trust Him even more. And she also says, as I was reading in E.G. White's Redemption series, I was reassured of why these trials and tests keep coming up. She says, we have characters to form here. God will test us and prove us by placing us in positions to develop the most enduring strength, purity, and nobility of soul with perfect patience on our part and entire trust in a crucial Savior. We shall meet with these reverses, affliction, and severe trial, for these are God's tests. He will sit as a purifier of silver and purge His people as gold and silver that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. Amen. My final praise is kind of funny. Joe and I were eating a pasta dish for dinner one night, and he mentioned that we might run out of pasta before the weekend. It was no problem. I had half a bag of pasta left, and I could make it if we did. The next day, I went to the grocery store for upcoming meal. I was going to make. And when I was at the checkout, the cashier said, oh, looks like you got free pasta. I was shocked. On my way home, I thought about what we were talking about the night before, running out of pasta, and I just smiled. It could have been any other product, but it was just happened to be that pasta. I thought that was so neat. Seven blessings, everyone. Praise the Lord, Sister Katie. Praise the Lord. And I have one more here from Sister Leanne. Sister Leanne says, I would like to praise the Lord for all He did for me this past month. He has given me the strength spiritually and physically to cover much. We were having issues with our washing machine not draining out the water from the machine, and I was able to unclog the pump filter. I had someone check the pump and see if it's okay, which it is. Thus, I was spared a massive financial cost. I pray that it continues to work properly. I also am grateful that even through the dry season this summer, we had a nice harvest. I thank God for His help in my journey in learning Hebrew and praising His mighty name for all that I have learned so far. I pray for His continuing help in this. I am thankful for my church brethren all over the world, no matter here in the U.S. or overseas. We are all one family in Christ Jesus. Amen. And I love them all dearly. Blessings and love to you all is what I pray for you each day. Thank you, God, for keeping them all safe. My last praise, the Lord, is to have the chat room back up and working. I thank God for the strength He shall give us all as the enemy is attacking us. This will only make us stronger, brethren. So let's keep our hands to that plow and get the message out there. I would like to close off with a quote from Ellen White in the Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 4, Chapter 2, with why I'm so happy that we are being persecuted. And it says, there is another and more important question that should engage the attention of the churches today. The Apostle Paul declares that all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. Why is it then that persecution seems in a great degree to slumber? The only reason is that the church has conformed to the world's standard and therefore awakens no opposition. The religion currently in our day is not of the pure and holy character which marked the Christian's faith in the days of Christ and His apostles. It is not only because the spirit of compromise with sin, because the great truths of the Word of God are so indifferently regarded, because there is so little vital godliness in the church that Christianity is apparently so popular with the world. Let there be a revival of the faith and power of the early church, and the spirit of persecution will be revived. and the fires of persecution will be rekindled. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we're my praise also is to praise the Lord for persecution. I've never praised Him so much for it as now. And you know, when we're in the worst situation, I just told this to Nick yesterday. When I'm in the worst, when we are all in the worst persecution, and when we're going through the worst trial, when we're just down, we're so persecuted, another one comes, bigger. And that's when we get stronger. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And also praise Him for His for Him getting the chat room back up. And we're all good to go. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let me get this.
Oh, I just noticed you must have been getting an echo. Are you guys getting an echo? No, I was just telling everybody on the stream, I forgot to turn off the mic, and they may have heard my chair squeaking as I'm moving around here, and they may have heard an echo, and I apologize for that. But, yeah, I forgot to shut the mic off on the stream, you know, because, well, it's been weeks since we've had the chat room going, so I haven't, it's just like with Sister Minnie was talking about earlier in the PM. Yeah, when you haven't done it for a while, you forget to do, you know, like the normal things that, like routine things, you know, like cranking up the gain on a mic or in my case, shutting it off. And I apologize. So anyway, before I get into all the other situations that I went through, I want to praise the Lord for the joy of my salvation and what I've gone through the last few weeks and continue to go through as we're speaking now. He makes it so much easier to deal with this. You know, I don't get all frustrated or angry anymore. I do get stressed. It does stress me out, you know, a little bit. And I've got to learn to grow there, you know. And so thank you for praying as we pray for you. But I also want to praise the Lord for a man by the name of Roman, of all names. He's from one of the 13 Slavic nations, and he wants to be a Seventh-day remnant. And I looked it up, Slavic nations. That's anywhere from the Czech Republic to Romania. There's 13 different nations in there. So I haven't really locked him down as to where he's at, but we're going back and forth in emails. And everything's looking good so far. I got Brother Zimbi from Uganda emailed me, and please check your email, brother, because he listens on WTPR, I think, or on the stream today, because he told me earlier that they lost electricity where he's at, so he's in here using his cell phone. And so I think he's in WTPR. Check your email if you can, bro, because I was curious as to whether or not this, because you sent me a praise earlier in the week, and I just got to know, I think this is a praise that you wanted me to share with the people, so let me know. Send me another email. I'm checking my email here every like 2-3 minutes, just to be safe. Anyway, I forgot. I got to tell you, I tried to write this stuff down last night, and I still couldn't get it all down. All the things that have happened in the last 6 weeks, you know, from the motherboard dying, and I found out where the problem was. It happened to be a PCIe slot on the motherboard. When you put a big old fat GPU on there, when it covers the length of your motherboard, I hate those little clips that go in there, kind of like when you put a RAM stick and the clips jump up, or those are easy. You just snap them down with your finger, nothing in the way. But these other ones, they're underneath the GPU, you know, the video chip. And I can't get my fat fingers up in there, you know? And so I'm yanking and trying to shove down and yanking and trying to shove down, and I must have pulled a little bit too hard, and one of the pins on the PCIe slot broke free, and that was it. The motherboard was dead. And so that was my fault, I'm thinking. But I literally completely removed the little flippy thing. I took it off completely now, and I'm going to try to figure out how to re-solder it and put it back on for that motherboard, because it's still a good board. It just doesn't have the greatest technology when it comes to CPU generations. It's a fifth generation. It is overclockable, and it's still, everybody still wants the CPU, but I don't know if I'm going to sell it, but because I don't know, I might use it if I could fix the board, because that is a future-proof 128 gig DDR4 board, and but I unbroke it. But I want to praise the Lord. I got a new board and a new CPU that is really it's really good. I really like it. I enjoyed rebuilding the computer, putting, you know, because I didn't have to buy anything else because I already had the RAM, I already had the DVD player and the hard drives and all that other stuff. And so all I needed to do is install the board, which that's, I don't know, I just get into that. It's just fun. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that too. But the router issue that started all these problems 2 weeks before last testimony services, if you recall, we kept having these issues, and our upload wasn't there. We were getting 10 down, but we couldn't get more than, it was averaging 5 to 8 up, which is fine. We can handle a chat for that, but we're not paying for that. We're paying for much more. And then all of a sudden it just crashed. The bottom fell out, and I mean, we were able to do church, but it took them 4 days to figure out what the problem was. And so we got that figured out, and directly after that is when the motherboard died, and so then that was down, and then it took me a week to get the parts for the motherboard. Actually, the motherboard came in about 3 or 4 days, if I recall, but if you also recall, I had to order a different hard drive, because I wanted to clone the spinner into an SSD, because I don't want to use a spinning hard drive. I don't like them. They're too slow. And so I ordered it. It was supposed to come the same day as the motherboard. Or no, the day before the motherboard, in fact. And instead, I got two packages of Korean playing cards inside the box that said it was a hard drive. So kind of had to deal with that for a little while to get them to fix that or, you know, reship it. It was stolen in shipping somewhere between here and North Korea, obviously. And then the email server was compromised. And then while I'm working on the email server, and that took days to repair because it was an ongoing issue that was running in the background and stuff, the website was compromised, and it was knocked offline. And so that took me 18... I walked away from the email server and got on the website server. That took me 18 hours to fix. And that was one of those nights, like an idiot, I only got 3 hours of sleep, and so I kind of... But I, you know, I had the energy to continue, and so I praise his mighty name for that he was able to, you know, keep me strong and going. But when, in order to repair the website, as you all know, the chat room, I thought was permanently crippled, which it was, if I was to continue using that hard drive. It was gone. And so, after much prayer, as you know, I do the three thing, you know, the morning, midday, and evening prayer. I must have done 20 of them. I just kept praying, and then the Lord reminded me of something, and then I went that route, and not only is the chat room up, there are things going on that are much more secure now, and I wanted to praise his name for that. And Satan lost, you know. And now I'm not saying he's done attacking, because there's still things happening. We're prepared a little better now for certain things, but at the same time, you know, more strength has been offered me, and I wanted to praise the Lord too that one of my siblings, my sister called me, or actually texted me. Now this, I'm gonna actually. Oh, I can't. My phone's in the other room. It was from Ephesians 3. I can't remember exactly what the verses were, but it was in regards to him thanking, you know, the Lord for the strength that he prayed for. 30 minutes before she texted me, and she don't text me, just so you know, because my siblings have disowned me, right? But over the course of the last, 35 years, some of them have started to come in contact with me, and it... sadly, it's only been my, you know, two sisters. Three now. Yeah, exactly, three sisters. And but my brothers, no. Although I will call some of them, you know, and one of them will talk. So I praise God for that, too. But 30 minutes after I went out for the midday prayer about the 10th time, I was dealing with another issue, and this was just, I think, Thursday, just the other day, because things weren't locked down yet, even though the chat room was up, but not the way I wanted it up, right? But I was okay to have it running on a swing with a couple of Band-Aids, you know, but there was these things I needed to do, and I just couldn't focus, and I needed strength. And so I went out for the midday, and I was praying, and I was asking the Lord for additional strength, and I was just, sitting by the fish. And I think I even went down, and I gave the muskrats an apple, and so I was out there for a while. And I fed the squirrels and the little mouse that lives in the fence post, because I got all my little critters that I take care of out here. And I just love those muskrats. I mean, the one of them just sits there and eats the apple while he's looking at me. They're used to my voice. If I just say, "There you go," they all start coming out of their holes looking for the apples I dropped, or pieces anyway. They won't eat a whole apple. They can't lift it up. So anyway, I go back into the house, and half an hour later, I get a text from my sister. With Ephesians, she said she was praying for me. And then I was able, and I'm not texting her back. There's just no way. I called this woman. and we had a nice long conversation. I could tell there was a little uneasiness on her side, and so I cut it short on purpose for that, because she was uncomfortable. But that's okay. I love her anyway. And very much. In fact, she's my favorite sister. And so, but I was able to share with her how her text was confirmation onto my prayer. And that gave me a little bit of opportunity to share with her, how our Lord works. And she was blessed, I believe, and I hope and pray that we can continue to talk. And so, praise His name, And let's see what else happened. Oh, yeah, the chat room took 2.5 weeks to fix, but we got it fixed so far, so praise His name. But we're all back up and running, and so praise the Lord. Let me just check the room here. Oh, so thanks, Sister Lee. So Zimby did say it was another praise, and so I got two from him. And I got a couple of more here in the PMs. Let me get some water here. Oh, I miss my siblings. Let's just put it that way. All right. Okay, no hands are up. Okay, good. All right, this first one I'm going to share is from Brother Zimby. And I hope I'm saying it right. For all I know, it could be Zimb. It's just the way it's spelled, but I think it's Zimby. He says, "I know this week is Q&A's of Sabbaths past." Because he sent this last week, before the Sabbath was coming, right? He said, "But please share this with the brothers and sisters," because you know we were going to have testimony service next week, right? He says, "I left work on Friday afternoon with no coin in my pockets, and I footed home." In other words, he walked, which is good for my health anyway. "And when I got home, I had no coin to prepare for the Sabbath. But I just said in my heart that the Lord will take care now as the Sabbath is nigh. I received some allowance from work, but it was already Sabbath, and I said in my heart, I will not profane the Sabbath of the Lord. I know God can take away the hunger. And as I rested on my bed, a friend came and it was knocking on the door, and I couldn't open the door because I didn't want to speak my own words with this man." And I know what he means about there. Let me stop there, because I like when my dad was alive, or even when my best friend was alive, I wouldn't say best friend. He was my best friend when I was a Sunday keeper and when I was growing up. But I would not talk to these men on Sabbath day, because the old neighborhood stuff would start to bring up and other things, And I only wanted to talk about the Lord on Sabbath, right? So I know where he's going here. And so he goes on, he says, and I had told him before that when it came to Friday afternoon till Sabbath ends, that he couldn't visit because it is my time with my God. But this guy just kept knocking on the door. Not until he said, "I have brought food for you," that he let him in, right? Praise your name, Father. "Now, this guy has never done this for me. And the food he brought was good and nutritious. And when he gave me the food, he said that he had to go. And when he went, I just couldn't believe it. And I praised the Lord. God brought him exactly when I needed him. And he brought food with him. I praise the Lord so much for taking care of his children, brothers and sisters. Let's stand for the Lord, and he will stand for us when we need him the most. Sabbath blessings. And so he was tested. You know, he had coin, right? He could have gone, I guess he was saying he finally got some, like a reimbursement or allowance. Yeah, allowance from work. He could have gone out on Sabbath day, because obviously what he's saying is he didn't have anything to cook. He had to go out and buy something to eat. And he decided, no, he's not going to do it. And so the Lord says, well, okay, you passed the test. Boom, I'm going to give you some food, you know. So praise the Lord, brother. That was nice. And okay, good to know. So when you, I got a bunch of PM, so I can't tell if your hand's up yet or not. So let me know when you want to get up there, Fran. Okay. All right. There was something I wanted to say about communion next week. No, I already said it. Yeah, we're having communion next week instead of the week after. We would have ordinarily had communion this time on the 20th or the 19th of October, but it's been moved up. And then after communion next week, I'll explain why, and it was for a good reason. All right, because I'm just protecting the brethren there. So, all right. So Fran's got her hand up. I guess I can't. Okay, there it is. All right, so I'm going to drop the mic and let her speak.
Okay, there we go. Praise the Lord. Sabbath blessings again. I have another praise from Sister Mandy. And she says, I want to thank God for all my dental work finally being over with after a year. I also want to thank God for keeping my husband and his friends safe when they were lost in a canyon in triple-digit weather. They were riding their bikes. They got stuck and ran out of water. After finding service, he called me and told me to call search and rescue. So immediately I asked my church family to pray. When he got home late that night, he told me that they all agreed the only reason they were alive was because right after he talked to me, it started to rain. So they were able to drink puddles and hydrate themselves. Yeah, I remember her telling me this because they were, you know, your minds plays tricks on you when you're overheated and, you know, dehydrated. So I just wanted to praise God for that. And I think it's so important that we share our praises so others who don't believe or looking for hope can see we have a God that will protect us and help us in need. So I want to thank God for his protection and for all these other praises. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll give the mic back.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I didn't know that thing about the rain, though. This is the first time I'm hearing about it. Keep in mind, everybody, that my daughter lives in Arizona. That canyon is a desert canyon. They're out there riding dirt bikes. And the Lord sent them the rain because, yeah, that's fresh water. And they needed it. That was immediately after we all prayed. Praise the Lord. Because that's dangerous. You know, the dehydration, you know, like the mirages and all that stuff. Yeah, heat exhaustion can kill you. Okay, so praise his name. Praise his mighty name. Okay, I got a praise here from Brother Lewis. He's Lewis 5 here in the room. I think he's the only Lewis we have, so I can drop the 5 in my mind, I guess, right? We used to have a bunch of people that had duplicate names like Michael and Jim and stuff like that. But anyway, he says, about a month ago, I was reheating food that was in a retort pouch in boiling water, whatever that is. I don't know what a retort pouch is, but anyway. After I was done reheating the food, I picked up the pot and went back home. And while I was walking back to my home, I spilled the water on my legs, and my legs did not get burnt. Praise the Lord. That reminds me of that hot oil, but that was like 40 years ago. Anyway, the water felt warm, like bath water. Praise the Lord. And I also praise the Lord for helping me fix a button on my laptop. While I was using my laptop, the key got stuck and was not working properly. Then a thought came to mind. Turn around the laptop and hit on the other side of the key, and that worked. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, I hate sticky keys. especially when they got the scissor action thing or whatever. You got to try and take them apart, and it's just not easy to do. But yeah, that oil thing. I used to run a Brown's Chicken when we first got married. You know, I was a manager for a couple of chicken stores, actually. Well, the one I was for years, and then the other one I went to after the owner's son died, because him and I were buds, and it was tough. It was hard to work there. But they would cook oil, or they would cook the chicken, deep fry it in hot oil, 360-degree hot oil. To give you an idea how hot that is, when you would cook it, every now and then I would cook it because the cook was late for work or I gave him some time off, and so I'd cook it. And you got to shake it. You know, you got to get the breading to break loose. Otherwise, you're going to, if you don't shake it and you dump the basket, you got one huge pile of chicken all stuck together. And so you got to keep shaking it. And when you shake it every now and then, one of the little batter blisters will pop. And that happens rarely, like maybe once a week. If you do it a lot, once a week, you'll get this hot oil that'll fly up in the air and it'll just land on your arm, a little drop. And it feels like a bee sting the split second it hits you. And your natural reaction is to wipe it off real quick, because that'll cool it down quick too. And it does, but the problem is then you got a really long, perfectly speared blister. That's how hot and how quickly it burns you. Well, this one day, I let the guys go home early for whatever reason. I was cleaning out one of the cookers, and I had just shut it off. So it wasn't cooled down yet, and I was in a hurry, so I had to figure, I'm going to clean the edges. I'm going to clean what was called the cracks off the edges. But you can't touch the oil with your fingers, otherwise, you know, you're going to cook yourself and instantly. And so I'm doing it, and there was a noise behind me, and I kind of twisted and looked. I think something distracted me, all I know is, but I ended up slipping, and my whole arm went into the oil. And I yanked it out really fast. I'm thinking, oh, that's it. Because, you know, it takes a second or two for the pain to register and get to the brain, you know. And I'm thinking, okay, there's no way I'm going to be able to wipe this off, right? And it was hot, but nothing. It was like, and I went and ran and grabbed the thermometer. It was at 160. And I wasn't a Christian then either. And so that was I praise him, because that's what that reminded me of, what Brother Lewis just shared. The Lord does that kind of stuff for us. Because that would have cooked my arm. I think it was my left arm. But that would have been bad. But I seen a woman almost die because of all that. But I'm not going to get into that, too. I was like 12 when I saw that happen. Because that hot oil, that was bad. Anyway, Sister Janet has a praise. She says, I want to praise the Lord for getting one of my husband's cousins through a very serious surgery, and am believing in him for a full and quick recovery. Amen. Also, I would like to praise his name for a dear new friendship. I'm believing for it to be a long, blessed one. Amen. Jeanette. Okay, Jeanette. Oh, I always say Janet. Yeah, Jeanette. I'm probably going to forget that, sister, but you spell it the exact same way my sister, Janet. Well, we call her Jannie. We never call her Jeanette. Well, I think that's how she used to say it too, Jeanette, instead of Janet. But I just always call her Jan or Jannie. And so I apologize if I mess up your name. But yeah, Jeanette. So I got to try to remember that. So anyway, let me scroll up and down and see if we got any more people putting their hands up. And we don't. So I'm going to read this one praise. Let me check my email again. See if anybody else sent in a praise. And nope. And so, I got to check the other email address. Oh, another subscriber to the newsletter, but no praise yet. Okay, so I got another one here from Brother Zimby. Okay, let me try to get it to come out. This is weird. I got a different version of Outlook, and it doesn't work like the old one does. And so, God for salvation, and I thank him for his sure word, and have had the best Sabbath so far. Okay, all the others were fine, but this was great. I was just too happy to feel the presence of God, and all that peace and comfort that I felt today, it was so amazing. Thanks to Jesus Christ for the peace he offers all that seek him. And I am to thank him, I am to take him so serious now that I have seen his hand move in me. I have never felt joy like this before. I thank him for the wisdom and understanding of his scripture, which I never had before. Passages just fly off the paper, and now I see. Yeah, I am joyful, but I would like to pray. I would like you to pray for me to move forward harder to present my faith to those that he brings my way. I am teaching in a Catholic-based school and feel I have a great work to do, and the enemy is fighting to get me out of there. I am new in the system. I do my job, but the students know I won't teach the things like evolution, as I know they are false and good enough, and it's good that my students agree with me at some point. But when I gave an exam at the end of the term, number two, someone took my scripts that I had to mark. I don't know what happened, but they just disappeared. But as I searched, I knelt somewhere and prayed for wisdom, and as I worked, someone told me that the kids told me to give the kids another test, and I did so. But later at the end of the term, someone brought the unmarked scripts and put them back. Now, he or she did this so that the bosses could see it and maybe fire me, thinking, look, he never marked the scripts. But God is faithful, and I am certain he will get many of the students out of the Catholicism in that school, and there for a reason. I am there for... See, he just says, am there for... Like, it's an Uganda thing, I guess, the way they talk, and which I think is pretty neat. But he goes, I am there for a reason, and in the name of Jesus Christ, I will make it. And so praise the Lord, brother. Amen and amen. Praise his mighty name. I love these praises, I got to tell you. All right, let me check. Oh, I just got an email from Brother Alvin. Let me scroll and see if anybody else has got their hand up. Nope. I don't see. And if you want, because of the lag thing we're going through right now, if you want to share and you don't see your hand popping up, just send me a private message or one of the mods, and they'll send me a private message. So and I'll drop the mic. Okay, so all right, this next one is from Brother Alvin emailed it, but it's from Sister Janiza. You know, it's kind of like Jeanette. So, all right. It says, Happy Sabbath, Brother Nick. This is a praise for my beloved wife, Janiza. Okay, let me get it off this monitor because it's too hard to read all the way over there. So, okay. He says, Happy Sabbath, everyone. Or she says, this is Sister Janiza. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Praising the Lord for all his goodness to us this week. Our basin sink for laundry was leaking. I informed our landlord about it. We got no response until one day it got a clog due to a very old pipe. I asked for help from our dear brother, who right away didn't hesitate to help. I praise the Lord for we are one family who are willing to be there for each other in times of need. And that same day, the contractor of our landlord called, informing me that he had already bought the materials to be installed the next day. God answers our prayers in the best time we need. Amen. And then it says, another praise I want to share is, I was in the store to buy something. I got money from the ATM machine, but due to rushing, I forgot to take my card. I really didn't have any idea about forgetting it. And while I was driving back, I got a call from the bank informing me that I left the card in the machine, and they recovered it. I was so thankful to God for protecting my account, not accessing by any opportunist. Amen. Praise the Lord, sister. Yeah, that could be. Yeah, they could drain your account. Well, I think most debit companies will put a cap on the amount of money that can be taken out, just in case we lose our cards, I guess, or they get stolen. But praise the Lord. Amen. All right. We're only about 10 minutes past the normal. So, Brother Sean's got a praise. So let me drop the mic.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can you hear me? Praise the Lord. I have many praises I want to share. First of all, I want to praise the Lord that our chat room is up and running. Thank you, Lord. The enemy is not going to win. so never. And I also wanted to praise the Lord. I had a bad fall a couple of weeks ago. A lot of you know about. I have two Dobermans, and one's 6 months old, and the other one's full grown. And we let them run in the evening. We have a 2-acre field, so they just run. And one of them got a hold of the cushions on my deck, and so I didn't want them ripping it up because they had ripped up, you know, they rip up a lot of things. And so I went out to get it, and it was, you know, dark, and I couldn't see that well. And my big Doberman was just running full speed, and he came up behind me. I guess he didn't see me, and just totally swept me off my feet. And, of course, the first thing you want to do is put your hand up, catch yourself, which was, I should have just fallen without using my hand, but, you know, I did that, and then my wrist ended up, getting a hairline fracture in my wrist. My husband took me to the ER, and praise the Lord that it wasn't displaced fracture, so I didn't have to have surgery or pins put in, because years ago when I was roller skating, I had done the same thing when I fell, and I had to have pins put in my wrist, and that was not fun at all. So I praise the Lord that it was a clean break, and I'm getting it off October 24th. The cast will come off. My boss was gracious enough to let me work from home, so I don't have to worry about, you know, trying to drive to work. And I can't type very well with my right hand, of course. So I praise the Lord that he helps me to, you know, adapt and overcome, because I'm getting so good with my left hand now doing things. And it's just, you know, I think I needed this, just this, I guess this break of just being able to work from home. And you know, it's just, I needed that. It's just working full time and coming home and getting everything done. And it just kind of gives me a little bit of I thank him for that. So I look at the blessings in the trials that we go through, because I communicate with client companies and candidates. And so I can use my voice recognition, kind of like text voice messaging. And so it just, then I just copy and paste it and send it to him, and it just works great. So I praise the Lord that I'm able to work from home. And then I also want to praise the Lord. This was a couple Sabbaths ago when we weren't able to do our children's study. And Kylie and I were walking outside. I think we were, I don't remember what we were doing outside, but we were outside, and then this van pulled up in our driveway. And this gentleman got out of the van, and his name is Clint. And he's a Jehovah Witness. And so I was able to share the truth with him, and I praise the Lord for that. We talked a lot about the Sabbath, and he believed that, you know, the Ten Commandments were nailed at the cross like most people do. And so I was able to share with him, and Kylie was standing there with me, so she got to witness me sharing with this person. And he said, well, you know, I'll go home and research that. And I wanted to give him a DVD, and I said, you know, I'd like to go in the house and get something for you. I'd like to give you a DVD. And he said, no, that's okay. I'll just do the research on my own. I said, that's fine. And so the last Sabbath, Kylie and I, because we didn't have our children's study, so we take a blanket out in the field, and we like to sit outside, and we like to read God's Word. And so we were doing that, and he came again, and my husband answered the door, and my husband told him that this was not a good time, that, you know, me and Kylie were having some quality time together. And so so he left, and he said that, you know, he'll come back some other time. So I'm praying that he comes back, and I'm praying God gives me the wisdom to share. I'm not good at remembering verses. I just know, you know, I know what the verses say. I just don't know exactly, you know, where to find it in the Bible. So I want to be more prepared and have, you know, print out some verses that I can share with him. And so maybe that's why I wasn't meant to talk to him last Sabbath, because I need to be more prepared to be able to share with him. So please keep Clint in your prayers. I mean, he's a young, very nice man. And so So I just want to share that, and, you know, I'm thinking maybe that was God's, you know, why we didn't have the children study. This young man was meant to hear the truth. So again, everything happens for a reason. We all believe that, and it was God's plan. And I love you all. God bless.
Hey. How about blessings? Can you guys hear me? All right, good. Yeah, it's because I'm speaking low. Okay. So I want to praise the Lord this Sabbath. I want to praise Him for healing my knee. I don't know if everybody knows. I know a good portion of people know, but a couple Sabbaths ago, well, maybe like 8 too low. My mic is up the way it usually is. Okay, hold on.
Mike, oh, he's going to reboot the room. I don't think that's going to help, though, because it won't. You got to go into the control panel, and maybe he'll have to turn on the microphone boost. But his mic was way, way, way too low. I just want to mention something really quick where Sister Minnie was talking about the Jehovah Witness and then Brother Gorin put in the room. Well, then it's okay to steal from him. You know, and that's a good way to share. Like I used to say, well, then it's okay if I were to kill you right now, if I don't have to keep the Ten Commandments if they're nailed at the cross. I would just, in a gentle kind of comical way, if you can, I would say, can I see the keys to your car? Yeah, and then grab them. He says, thanks, man. I just got a new car. You know? And his eyes go and says, well, if I don't have to keep the Ten Commandments, then there's no sin in me stealing your car, so be gone. See ya. You know, play with him a little bit. And so you try to get him into a mindset where, you know, look, it's common sense tells me that you're keeping the Ten Commandments, but you're only breaking the fourth one because that one's inconvenient. Because then you have to look like you're a real strong and obedient, legalistic, Jesus-free Christian, right? Because that's how they think if you do it that way. But anyway, go ahead there, Brother Sean. Let's see if the mic works.
Okay. I turned this up really loud. Can you guys hear me? It's not all the way, but that meter is going crazy. Too low still. Okay. Yes, can hear? Okay. Okay, okay. So, I'm going to start with my praise and speak loud for the stream. Yeah, I'm speaking louder now. I want to praise the Lord for my knee being healed a couple of Sabbaths ago. Well, probably it was definitely over a month ago. When we were going to pray, I was in a rush to kneel down, and I kind of hit the ground a little bit too hard. And when I hit the ground, I don't know if it was my knee, I don't know if it was the ground, but I heard like a pop sound, and I didn't think anything of it, but it really hurt. And, you know, we just prayed, and then we continued, you know, I just continued about my day, etc. But I noticed it was either by the end of that day or the end of the next night that I started noticing that there was swelling going on, and it started swelling a little bit, and I was like, okay. And, you know, as the time continued, my manager asked. He was like, and the only reason I even thought that I could have seriously done something wrong to it is because my manager asked. And he was just like, did you hear a pop when it happened? And I was just like, And I told him I didn't know because I had to stop and I had to think about it. Because I was like, did I hear a pop? And as I'm walking away and I'm continuing my work, I'm thinking, I was like, wait a minute. I did. And I was just like, oh no. And so I was looking up online and things like that. Like, they were saying, like, it could have been torn meniscus or something like that. Not ACL, because that's horrid. But, and so I was looking online and stuff like that, and, you know, constantly was being asked, you know, you want to go to hospital or something like that. And I was just like, no, I just want to wait. I want to wait to see if it gets, you know, if it keeps just getting worse, because that's my whole thing, is if it kept getting worse and only worse, then okay, I was going to go. But I want to praise the Lord that it did eventually, I'd say it's like 99% now, maybe 98, because it was only a few days ago when if I bend it back like fully, like 100% bent it, there'd be a little bit of discomfort, not really pain, just a little bit of discomfort, and that just may be because of how it healed or how it was healing. But I wanted to praise the Lord that it definitely healed, definitely healed well. And, you know, it's funny, I was thinking too how people could be like, I like thinking about it because I was just like, man, if it was something that I ended up having to go to the hospital or something for, like, it could be such a door opener, like such a testimony to be able to speak to somebody. She's like, oh, okay, well, how did you hurt your knee? Well, it was the Sabbath day, and I was kneeling to pray, and that just, praise the Lord, it did heal, it did fully heal, et cetera, but, yeah, that would have been nice. But I also want to pray the Lord that the chat room is up and running, and that, you know, we're all back here, and we're able to, you know, continue with the church service and things like that. Sister Vera says that she wants to praise Jesus for allowing her to travel to many places this past month and for all the amazing opportunities to share the truth to many different people and answering my earnest prayer of sharing, that sounds annoying, of sharing the present truth once again with all my loved ones and water many sown seeds of truth. Please pray Christ will send others to water these seeds and that he gives growth to them. God bless and Sabbath blessings, beloved brethren. And so, amen, sister. And Sister Lynette, short praise, small praise, but she says that she would like to praise God for the vegan diet and the alternative healing methods. And so, of course, praise the Lord for those things as well. You know, the right arm of the third angel's message. And so, Sabbath blessings to everybody. I'll drop the mic and probably you'll go back to Pastor Nicholas.
Okay, there it goes. All right. Finally got back. I don't know if you can hear me, but well, now I can hear myself echo. Okay. And that's why we do what we were doing here at the house. We have two computers, one on the white that echo in. Even when she's not here, I have to use that to make sure that I'm live. But I got a couple of more praises. One from Sister Teresa. She says, well, she's actually got three praises, and they're kind of quick. The first one is, we were supposed to rent my uncle's house for winter, as mentioned in my previous praise. However, there has been a change in plans that we didn't anticipate, and we have been offered to rent another home. This house is more updated, and also, and the rent is cheaper. So, amen, praise the Lord. And then second praise, because that goes on for, you know, you could be there for years, and so having it cheaper per month, that's definitely something that's going to bless you. And then the second praise, he says, I am also thankful that the Lord is continually intervening in my children's lives and not giving up on them, confirming that he is hearing my prayers. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we all pray for our children. You know, we have a lot of children in this church family, you know, myself included. We're constantly praying for our kids. And so, amen. It's nice to see the Lord's hand move, eh? And then the last one, she says, the Lord has also answered many unspoken prayers. And then she says, heart full of love, Sister Teresa. So, amen. And let me check my email again. Again, because I asked Brother Zimbe, he kind of laughed at me. He sent me, okay, good, he's answering now. Just Zimbe, following the sound of the vowels. Well, that's what I'm doing, bro. I don't know, do you guys say Zimbe or Zambi or Zimbe? I don't know. It's Zimbe. Is it Zimbe or is it Zimbe? Because it looks like Zimbe. It's Z-I-M-B-E with, you know, the American vernacular. It's kind of like Eli in America and Ellie in the Philippines. So, but I don't know. I'm glad I'm saying it somewhat right. All right. So he got another praise, and he goes, "I know I'm overdoing it, but I'm just too happy." He says, "I thank God for the good health ever since I began this vegan diet. The Lord has protected me from many common diseases like flu and cough that have been disturbing me lately. Praise His name, Amen." That's one of the benefits of going vegan. Is in fact, yeah, the immune system is kicked up a notch. Okay, and then Sister Jane Scott, she goes, "Hi, Fran, Sister Janie here." Oh, okay, so I shouldn't read it? Oh, you're asking me a question, okay. "Hello there, I get a copy of the SDR Herald for June and trying to do the flat." Oh, did he put some flat earth stuff? Because I haven't seen the June version of the... just go to sdrherald.org. All the newsletters are there. I'll type it in the room. sdrherald.org.
If she can't download it for some reason, can we get two copies for her and I'll just mail them to her?
I don't see how, because the only way I get two copies, I use them as tracks when I get them, because I'd have to go digging through all the, you know, I only get, like, if there's a bad address, I'll get a copy. So that's, you know, I don't know, I might not have June, though. So, but yeah, try the, let me just double check that that address, SDR Herald. Herald.org. And yeah, that's it. And it starts off with, "Is the earth flat?" See, I didn't know. It's. I guess he has another one. So, but if you go to there and you go to publication, you go to 2019, another menu drops down, and you just go to June. I guess that's. I don't know. You got to go HTML or PDF. Huh? I did. I put sdrherald.org in the room. Yeah. Let me see if I can get the publication. I'll put that link in the room. And I'll go HTML, because that'll come up quicker. Copy. And here, this is in the room. He doesn't use security on this, does he? I think he needs to. Let's see. There we go. There's the June. Is she in the room? Because I can't see the room. Okay, good. Well, there you go, sister. Oh, hi. She goes, yes. So yeah, so there you go. There's the link for the June newsletter, and I want to praise God for that. Oh, you think it's July now? All right, let me. Oh no, because I'm scrolling down and I see a section called "Is the Earth Flat," and it says continued from last month, so it's in May. So let me go to May. Oops. Let me go to May and HTML.
July.
Well, yeah, but does it say continue from last month?
Oh.
Does she? I thought she wanted to start, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to figure out where it starts.
Is the Earth Flat? Okay, Is the Earth Flat is for May. It starts in May. Because it doesn't say previous month. June, July, and August. So let me get the link in the room for the May. Actually, you could just change where it says June HTML to May HTML, but I'll just put the link there for you, saying got to go through all that. And that's more or less just he's probably going to be using that. Sister Addie's the one that I think edits the SDR Herald. You know, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, she actually made the website too. She's very talented and very blessed. And that's what I want to praise the Lord for too, is the newsletter itself, because I remember years ago, because I used to do the newsletter. That's how I started when the Lord called me to do this work in the mid 1980s. I did tracks and a newsletter. And the newsletter back then was just a one-page newsletter, and I would mail it to friends and family. And it got to the point where they were demanding, "Don't send it." And so I just stuck with tracks. And I would still do a newsletter and stick it in my computer system. I just, you know, because I wanted to keep busy, and I would use them as tracks because that's the way I write them. And so, but yeah, I wanted to praise the Lord with the fact that the newsletter has been going out every single solitary month without a hiccup for years, for many years now, because of the Lord blessing us with Craig and Addie in their ministry and the people in the Philippines that help them, because they're helping them as well. You know, the people that we have been you guys with, you know, with the love offerings and the donations and whatnot, we make sure that they get what they need. And so they, you know, they've never missed a beat, because I remember when I tried to do it myself, I would do it in a newsletter, but I just couldn't get it in the regular mail. I just did not. I mean, I tried a few times to send the newsletter out, and always within a couple, 3 months, the people that were helping me do it were, you know, sometimes were too busy, or I couldn't get everybody in the room at the same time, so I just stopped doing it. And so I would just do it online. And for years, that's how I did the newsletter. We had thousands of subscribers just doing it online. And then some people started complaining, and my email server was blocked by Spam House and, you know, all those other online governments, you know, police, if you will, thinking that I'm spamming people. And I says, you know, that's what they were, and they were trying to show this as evidence. And I says, look, and every time I would get that, and that's why I says, I'm not kidding, it's been going on for years, I would have to contact them through their website and tell them, look, every single solitary person that I email subscribed. All of them would subscribe. And they says, well, you got to put an unsubscribe in there. I says, yeah, I do. It's in there. And so they would always fix it for me. And then a couple, 3 weeks later, I'd have to do it again, because these, you know, people that subscribed to my newsletter were, you know, hateful, I guess. But now with Craig and Addie, I don't email it anymore. I don't do mass emails at all. Like, remember how we used to, like, before communion service, where I would email everybody in the chat room, sending out emails through this chat software. This chat software allows for mass emails. I don't do that anymore, because we, you know, our DNS servers get hacked and stuff, and, you know, we got that happen before, and that's not even in my house. I'm sending out emails, and I don't even know people aren't getting them. I won't even get a bounce back. And so, but they, that has since been fixed. There's no way they can get hacked again, I pray. But yeah, and so the newsletter's been going out on a regular basis in regular mail. Problem is, though, is we don't have the means by which to send it out to foreign lands, and we've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that want it from all these different countries. But to do that with United States Post Office, because I used to help out Freedom Flyer Prison Ministries when I was, you know, programming and networking for the guy, and even artwork for him. They, once a month, he would have me and my wife would come over, and they would buy a bunch of pizzas, you know, Baptists. And we would just all afternoon, on a Saturday too, because we didn't know about the Sabbath, all afternoon we would just be stuffing envelopes and separating them into different sections as to what states they go into, and then of course different countries, and that would take all day long. But I don't know if anybody here in the would be able to do that. I can't. There's just no way Fran and I would be able to be busy or free to be able to do it, because we've got, like I said, almost 1,000 foreign subscribers. Let me see. Because most of the people that get the newsletter just go to the website, sdrherald.org, and read it there. But some people like getting it in their mailbox, which I like it that way. You know, I prefer reading it in hand. You know, that's why I like the books, you know, the Spirit of Prophecy books. So, again, I want to praise the Lord for the fact that the newsletter's been going out on a regular basis. And it's because that's not an easy task. It is a lot of work to get that done. And the way they dress it up, I mean, you can see they're gifted in how they do the newsletter, and then the Lord blesses us with the funds to be able to get the, you know, I praise his name for that too, because we don't ask for donations, but yet somehow the money comes in. We just ended up just for the envelopes, just the envelopes of, alone was $1,260. But that'll last me 6 months, though. I think 6 months I get out of that, and so that was a blessing. I want to praise the Lord for that. And that's just the envelopes. That's not counting printing them. That's every month minimum. It's $400 every month just to print them. And then, of course, there's another, I think, 400 and something just for the stamps. And so it's like 800 a month just for the newsletter, unless I need envelopes. Like we just like just the other day, I sent praise God he uses PayPal. So, we'd have to pray on that in regards to, we'll talk later there on that, Sister Lee. Because that could be really, 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 really difficult and time-consuming. We'd also have to get a bunch of them mailed to the house blank. So that's another thing. We'd have to figure all that out if we can get them to the house. That way we can ship them out to the world. Oh, they got their hand up. Thanks, Brother Joe. All right, let me drop the mic.
Public blessings,
everyone. Can you hear us?
Yes, they can hear us, Jay.
Yeah!
Do you have a praise? So what do you want?
For the food. For us. Thank for us after blessings. And thank the flowers. Thank the family. Thank for the flowers. Thank you for the trees.
Okay. My praise is few weeks ago we went to Lowe's. The store was decorated with Halloween stuff, and when Jade saw this elderly man's cart full of Halloween decorations, she said to the man first, you know, she greeted him first. She said, "Hi, sir, how are you?" And then the man replied, "I'm doing good. How about you?" And she answered, "I'm fine." So they became friends. And then she continued to say, "You got so many bad stuff in your cart," because his cart was full of Halloween stuff. And then, he told the guy, "Halloween is very bad. I don't like Halloween."
Uh-huh. He told the man. I'm talking to there.
Yeah. So, guys. And so the man, wait, Jade. So the man was speechless, but he still smiled. But I was shocked why Jade said that out of nowhere. But at the same time, I was praising too, like, wow, she's so young and she already preached about Halloween to strangers. So I praise the Lord for using her at this young age. Want to say praise the Lord?
Yeah, everyone. There's a store when there's food with Halloween, and then the Halloween with food with Halloween.
And it's very what?
And the people just have full of Halloween, and then the people said yes. And then I just saw a stranger, and then I run. And then there's a bathroom in, and then I came with my brother.
Oops. All right. So that's our praise. Say bye, everybody.
Bye bye.
Blessings.
That's our blessings. Bye bye, everyone. I love you.
Hey, there it goes. Okay. Yeah, I had to leave the room and come back in to get the mic to go. So, but yeah, Fran sometimes hears me talking. She thinks I'm. Mike, and thank you for that, Fran, because she doesn't know if I'm just on the stream or in the room at the same time. But yeah, I don't like having dead air on the stream, but there's nothing I can do about the radio. If I can't get my mic, the radio is going to have dead air. There's just no way. But for those of you listening on WTPR, thank you for being so patient with us. We get this lag thing once or twice a month sometimes, you know, and so I don't know. And I'm looking at the stream or the bandwidth, and we're topping out at 585K. We're not even at a, we're just over half a meg. So praise the Lord. Oh, we never went to that page in the stream. So, yeah, I guess I don't care for these pictures and stuff. I don't, you know. But anyway, let me just check my email real quick and see if we got any more praises. Let me scroll up and down because I don't even know if anybody's going to have their hand up. I'm using a pop-out version of the chat room. I'm not using it as the normal way of using it. I'm doing it this way so as to be able to see and type in the text chat because I've got the broadcasting stream right above it. There's no other way to separate these monitors, and you know, I just don't know. So, anywho, I guess that's it for this week. If we've got some beautiful music to share, let's do that. Don't forget, next week is communion, and if you need a recipe for unleavened bread, go to the recipes page in the miscellaneous section. Go to remnantofgod.org. Go to the miscellaneous section in the menu. It'll drop down, and then you'll see recipes. Click that. There's a whole stack of recipes, but if you look above them, there's a space above the recipes. There's a special link sitting there all by itself. It's unleavened bread. I could put let me put the link. I don't know if I could put it in the stream because of the way I'm kind of being on two different areas at the same time. Let me just see. I should still have it in RAM. Here, let me just paste. Nope. It's not in the RAM because I sent it to Zimbe. Let me just, so I'm going to go to remnantofgod.org. I'm going to go to miscellaneous, and it drops down, and it says healthy recipes, and I click it. And then there's a recipe picture, and then there's that blue question mark, and then right underneath the blue question mark, it says unleavened bread. And then I click that, and I'll put this link in the room and, if I can, on the stream. Oh, thanks, Sean. Sean did it. You people. I went through all that for no reason. Somebody beat me to it. So, but yeah, I was sitting there just talking about doing it, and here I got the whole link there for the actual link just for the unleavened bread is in the stream. But Sean beat me to it in the chat. So, praise the Lord. Let me check my email one last time, just to be sure. For those of you listening on the phone, I apologize if you wanted to try to share. But unless you email me, don't text me, because my room's in my phone's in the other room, and there's no way I can get the text. So, okay. All right. So, if you can kneel. Oh no! We got some music, and so whoever's going to put up the music, there you go. All right, let me drop the mic.
Love is the kingdom's pathway.
Amen. Well, it seems like when Eli and I swap mics, it goes quicker. It's got to be a connection, peer-to-peer kind of a thing that we're, you know, that needs some work. So anyway, if you can kneel, please do so. We're going to finish in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so very, very, very much for all that you have done for your people, your children, our brethren, these last 30 days. It's just amazing to see your hand move, and it never stops moving. Every month, this is, and thank you for giving us a desire in our hearts to do this every month, because we can't contain ourselves. It's like Jeremiah said, we cannot stay. We cannot prevent this from coming forth. We have to tell people what you're doing. It's just amazing. So thank you for that. Thank you for blessing everyone here in attendance, everyone on our prayer list, and please bless the remainder of this Sabbath as you always do. And thank you for bridling our tongues all throughout the remainder of our lives, in fact. And let us have more love in our hearts for each other, so that when a latter rain falls, we can be perfect receptacles for it, to emulate Christ in ways that will bring them in. There's so many out there that need this truth. And so thank you, Father, for blessing us and accepting this prayer in the name of your precious Son, our ever-living Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.